Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
It's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, tonight's show is really intriguing. This young man, I've known about him, and some things have happened in his life lately that I just want to air out and completely let the world know the truth, especially the people in Canada, about this young man. I've already had him on the line, but evidently he had to load up something real quick, and he said he'll be right back with us. But I want to talk to the Canadian people and American people that listen to my show for a moment. You know, these times are hard on us, and very many people's lives are perplexed, and they don't have a great understanding, I guess is the best way to say it, with what's going on, what's being put in front of them. And I just want to thank What's Up Canada with Wayne and Derek. I want to thank Brian, a good brother of mine, and a few other patriots that have really come, and I guess you could say we've created a bond, a brotherhood of such. And it's really meant a lot for me for the Canadians to tell their story on my show. As you know, I've had many patriots. So I'll never look at a show the same after I had Jürgen Wohlrath on my show. And, you know, for people to say the words that he spoke that day on his last time he was on the show were close to the tailgate speech that he gave on the convoy. And that truly meant a lot to me. You know, Cody, you got 3 more minutes here, bro. I'm running out of things to talk about. I was just on the line with Cody. He's coming on the show. But, you know, the document that Wayne and them are putting out, the document that What's Up Canada is sharing, you know, people, it's to bring clarification to certain things. You know, Wayne and What's Up Canada with Derek's story, that's their own show. This is my show. We can join to kind of help each other out in sharing the stories of the Canadian people and people around the world. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time in my life, and it truly means a lot to me. And as you can tell, and I'll admit to it, I suck at filling dead air, but I'm great at asking questions. So Cody said he would be no longer than 5 minutes, and we're just about at the 4-minute mark. So hopefully he gets on here really quick, because, you know, it sucks when you're good at asking questions but not filling dead air, but we'll get them on here. You know, just to let people know also, because I kind of dropped into Wayne's life really, really quick, you know, with the Canadian people, but me and Wayne have known each other for quite some time. He's a tremendous man. We both come from the sporting industry, which I'm a public figure in, and I started my radio show many years ago, so I kept the political side basically away from the sports side because there's already too much politics in the sport. And one day I seen Wayne do a live, and I knew that we had to do a show together. And I came on What's Up Canada and the rest. Well, actually, Wayne came on my show twice, and then I came on What's Up Canada, and the rest has truly been history. And I've met some tremendous people along this journey. This journey is going to be long, and it's going to be arduous, but the brotherhoods and the sisterhoods that are going to be created are going to be tremendous, because we all must have each other's backs in these times. And it sounds like we got Cody back.
Yeah, hey, man, sorry about that.
Hey, I'm great at asking questions, but I suck at filling dead air, bro.
Sorry for leaving you hanging, man.
Oh, no problem. Hey, it's been one of those nights anyway, like I told you. You know, I'm transparent. You know, we had plumbing issues tonight. The plumber's on his way to my house right now. You know, I talked to you about something before we went live, and it really kind of just chapped my ass, bro. Because the way that they are portraying you in the news and post, it's really quite comical, because we're going to get into who you are as a man and what has created you and led you down this path. But I just wanted to start out with this. You know, they basically said that you had let me get to it, because I want to be right on it. Said man arrested, dragged out of Alberta legislature during protest. Now, for the record, Cody, you weren't in the legislature, correct?
No, I was sitting on the edge of the fountain outside.
You know, this is what's funny, you know, because if you look at it, we all know there's only one media source in Canada and basically throughout the world. So the best way to tell truth is to have the man on and clarify it. You know, and there was a certain aspect that was perplexed. There's an aspect with Dave Borkman. You know, what was it that inspired Dave Borkman? Because you go to Antifa's pages and all this, he's kind of praised in some manners, but he took to attacking you and said that you took over his rally. And we're not going to talk too much on it, because many shows have talked about that aspect of you, but I want to get your thoughts on how did you feel as a patriot for Canada and have Borkman go to the police and basically have you arrested?
Well, it is what it is, man. I personally determined a long time ago that he has other motives and intentions, so, I mean, it really doesn't surprise me at all. Tell you the truth.
I just wanted to clear it up, because it's something that, you know, I think needed clearing, and the people needed to hear it from your mouth. You know, Cody, going back in life, you're a tremendous young man. You know, I've looked up tons of things about you, hardly any of which I'll utilize in the show tonight. There will be a couple topics that we probably talk on. But what was it in the heart of you as a young man that led you down the road to the path you're on now, because you truly became a voice for the Canadian people? And we'll get into different layers of what you did after initially finding where your passion truly lies. What was it that created that spark for you, my friend?
I think it was just being young. Feeling that something's wrong, you know, looking at things the way everyone was responding to conditioning and things like that. I think I had a sense for it at a young age, and being taught things through the educational system. I was lucky enough to grow up, you know, at a time when I was in my early, like 10 to 15 or whatever, there was access to internet. So I'd cross-reference what we were being taught versus, you know, different renditions and historical records, and I don't know, just seeing the differences, and then trying to go back to the educational system and bring those points forward, and being told that I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's not part of the curriculum. And I guess being, you know, just questioning things, and then seeing the differences of what the common consensus is, or the status quo versus what actually exists, you know? And that led me down a road of questioning, and I guess the rest just kind of fell into place.
It truly did, my friend. You know, you made a statement that, honestly, I'm kind of backtracking back and forth, but this statement is very relative, and it meant a lot to me. And coming from such a young man, It's very articulate. You said, this being such an exciting time in human history, we have the chance to collectively change the world for the better and to cultivate our future generations into informed and motivated members of society, driven to be the change that we want to see, starting with the community that we all call home. What does that statement truly mean to you, Cody?
Well, I guess, I don't know, to break that up, since the generations nowadays, and I won't even just say nowadays, but for the first course of history, become passive. You know, it's like the saying that bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create lazy men, and lazy men create, you know, I can't remember the quote, but yeah, I think it's a shared responsibility, and that of the issues in our society. And I don't know, I'm stumbling here, man.
You're good, bro. You're good. Don't worry about it, man. Because what's the truth but your own words? And I'm going to put you on the spot several times before I let you off the show tonight. I can guarantee you that. but, you know, you've articulated yourself into a position in life that you're making a difference. You know, and there's another statement out there that you put out there that resonates with me. You said, we don't need more laws to enshrine our freedoms. I don't believe that our rights come from a piece of paper. You couldn't be more spot on. You couldn't be more spot on, brother. Would you make a clarification from Cody Holler, the man? Not Cody Holler, the patriot, but Cody Holler, the man. What is it about that statement that defines you?
Well, I'm not sure that any statement really can define a person, but I guess if I was to apply that to myself, that our rights aren't something that can be given to you. It's something that we're all born with. I'm of the belief that my rights only end where another's. And as long as I'm not causing anyone else any harm, loss, or, you know, committing fraud or breaking a contract or something like that, you know, that I haven't done anything wrong. And we take a look at the system in today's system, you know, in today's institutions, we have several people that are locked up for having committed victimless crimes, or being held to bear for, you know, statutory breaches of code, basically.
Cody, there's an issue that I see and many won't speak of, and it's something that's very near and dear to my heart because of what it is, the atrocity, the pain that is conceived from what is going on. We're going to take a step totally out of politics right now, but still kind of stay in the politics. You know, there's an issue with child pedophilia that just, it sickens me. As many know, I do work with several factions of Anonymous, and I've seen things that no man should ever have to see, or nor any child should ever have to go through. It has scarred my heart to the point that I can't look at my neighbor the same. I can't look at my friend the same. But let's face it, it's a fact of life, and it's existing in, you know, all countries globally. How does it make you feel, Cody, knowing that you have young children, and this aspect is being perplexed right in front of our eyes and has been for years? How has that knowledge changed you as a man now that you're a father?
Well, obviously, it makes an individual concerned, knowing the types of atrocities that are occurring. And if anything, I think it makes it even more important for a person to try to draw light to these subjects, right? I don't know. That's what people ask me. They're like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you talking about the things you're talking about? You have kids, you have a family. You know, shouldn't you be worried about that and taking care of that? And when I look at the way things are going, man, then now is the time, you know? Now is the time to act. Now is the time to get involved, to spread awareness, to wake people up to this. Because if we don't, we let it continue. I don't know, man. People are going to learn the hard way, and that's not something that I think anybody wants to see happen.
No. You know, and I'm going to break it down for people in black and white. You know, I'm sorry if you're disgusted by the statement I'm about to make, people, but I think you need to hear the harsh reality of life. You know, before the WikiLeaks dumps, before the hackings, as I said, I'm friends with the many aspects of Anonymous, you know, and the hives. I had an opportunity to see some of the things that are being perplexed. I went into files. I seen kids in cages. I seen 4 or 5 men raping an 8 to 10 year old little girl. I seen kids being walked around on dog collars and beaten. I just seen so many things that scarred my heart, and they changed me forever. Cody, why do you think the world doesn't want to wake up and believe what is truly happening in front of their eyes?
Well, it's not happening in front of their eyes, you know? Maybe the truth is out there for people to see, but I think the general population is passive and comfortable. I don't know, that's something that I've said in a lot of different ways and expressed it different ways, but I think people are just too comfortable, and when things aren't directly affecting them, they're not looking at the issues, right?
With that being said, you know, I understand that fully, because you look at Canada, 36 million people, but the country's so vast, everybody's spread apart. And you know, I'm going to make a statement that Mike made some people mad, even you mad. But, you know, I hear people crying of socialism. But when you really look at some aspects of socialism, Canada has already been living under certain aspects of socialism. You look at
the healthcare system.
There's many aspects. I mean, we don't have that down here in the States, so it shows that the diversity in cultures and thoughts. You know, how hard is it for you in your plight to wake up the Canadian people, brother?
Oh, buddy. Well, I'm sure, as you know, it's a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the inconvenient truths and having knowledge is a burden for anyone to bear. You spend a lifetime beating your head against the wall trying to get other people to look at things. And these things challenge what they've been conditioned to believe. So they're like hardcore core beliefs. And anyone who's tried to break someone's cognitive dissonance knows all too well the repercussions of that, right? You get lash outs and people will insult you. And yeah, I don't know. It's a tough road, man. I think it's awesome nowadays, though, that these institutions that we've been conditioned to trust blindly and all this are stumbling and falling and showing the error of their ways, right? Being able to, for people to be able to see that everything isn't as credible as they once thought it was, you know? That the mainstream narrative and our trusted institutions might not be on the level, you know?
We'll see.
To me,
I know
it's
more
a great time
the,
because.
Go ahead.
Well, it just seems like there's a lot more people waking up to these things nowadays, yeah. And that goes right back to now. It is actually directly affecting everybody. They're feeling the repercussions of what's happening. People have time; they're sitting around. They have time to read and research. And
yeah, they They really do. And you know what, though? I think it's taken the work of many great patriots in Canada. You know, I've had Jürgen Wohlrath on my show. I've had Laura Lynn, Tyler Thompson, Mark Friesen. I've had many. And do I agree with every show in Canada? No. Do I agree with politically connected shows? Not always. But, you know, everybody is entitled and given a right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I'm just a little bit different in the way I do my journalism. And, of course, I'm in the lower 48. I don't live under, Canadian law or censorship. But you made a statement that even before COVID-19, you know, because I want people to know who you are. I want them to know what you stand for. You were concerned about the erosion of freedom in Canada so much that you went out on a Mother's Day for this protest because your concerns for the Canadian people truly sit down in your heart that you put your wife on a back burner to give the Canadian people hope, to give the Canadian people a voice. You know, you dealt with negative implications that day, but do you really, Cody, does Cody Haller have any regrets on that day that happened in the square?
The only regret is, I guess, being away from my family, like you said, taking time away on an important day. That would be about the only thing I regret about that day.
You know, we talked about it earlier. You know, you had an initial stint in a run as a politician. You know, you never voted in your life, you know, because of a lack of mistrust. You wanted to become a politician because you wanted to create change from within. What inspired you to take that step, brother?
It was the research I'd done, man, looking into basic things like water fluoridation and all that stuff, right? The UN agendas and seeing how things were progressing, hearing all kinds of stories about corruption locally, things like that, right? Like, when I went to run for office, I wrote a letter to myself saying that I was going in there with the intent to do just what you said, plus trying to expose the evils as they exist. You know what I mean? To be there, to bear witness. And I even said in the letter I would take money and stuff, right? But I would hold on to all of it and come forward with all the information when I was done. There's a lot of things that led me to it, and basically it was knowing that the change only becomes possible to create when people are making the right decisions and actions and for the right reasons. And from what I was seeing locally in the town I lived in, and I know that there are problems that are prevalent in many communities across Canada and other places in the world as well, I had the intention of getting into a position where I had a public voice so that I could bring forward this information and potentially have people listen to what I was trying to say. You know, to make the changes to help protect people who wouldn't review the information themselves, I guess, you know?
Tremendous job. You know, I really like your life, bro, to be quite honest with you. You know,
honestly, when I went to go run for office, they make you swear an oath in Canada, and you're swearing an oath to the crown. And you have to do this when you go in with your 5 signatures of people that nominated you. You have to swear an oath, and then you're in the running. I signed that document under duress because I didn't believe in swearing an oath to the crown. And that's been one of my biggest hang-ups of moving forward into politics since. Because I don't feel that the corporations and these institutions that are created have the best interest of the people at heart. You know, they're actually private foreign corporations, and they are not for the people. They're not everything that we were told they are, you know? And, yeah, So that's how I signed my papers when I ran for office, in a way. It's under duress.
Under duress. You know, if you do hear noise in the background, people, as I said, my plumbing backed up, so the plumber is outside actually snaking my main line, and it's kind of echoing in my studio in my house, so I apologize to you.
I'm driving down the road, too, so I'm sure that doesn't help.
Hey, but the show must go on. You know,
yeah.
Cody, now that you sit back at the age you are now, and you look at what Prime Minister Trudeau and other aspects have done to Canada, do you feel that they've taken away the country you love? And to add on top of that, how does it make you feel knowing that they feel the elderly are disposable?
Well, you use Trudeau as an example. I don't know. I take a look back through history and I see all parties and all institutions kind of nudging us towards the same end goal. You know, there might be differences between them, but I don't, you know, I wouldn't put it as a left or a right problem, you know. As far as the elderly goes, well, that could be said the same about the veterans, right? We're not respecting the knowledge and the sacrifice that people have made. You know, you have these people that have worked their entire lives away paying into these pensions and stuff, and then being stuck with like a $415 check or a $700 check, you know? Man, it's crazy. Knowing that we live in a country with such an abundant amount of resources and the technological capabilities at our fingertips in this day and age, and realizing that there is no real reason for anyone to be suffering, to be poor, to be hungry, produce enough food for double the global population. And yet starvation is one of the major causes of death on this planet, you know?
Yeah, I did a post about that made quite a few people upset with me, because starvation kills more people than any disease, any aspect of life that we understand. You know, they come up with these cures and these fixes for everything, but yet starvation sits on the back burner, and they can give two shits about it. You know, God, your life is just, it's so tremendous, because the statements that you correlate in your words truly are that of a defined young man. Who is it in the life of Cody Haller that really gave you the intent, the heart, the passion that you preach with today?
Who gave me that heart and that passion?
Yeah, who instilled that in you?
Not sure, really. I don't know that I could answer that question. To give some one person credit, I don't know.
Well,
it's a tough one.
Well, it is, you know, and whoever it
is. My creator, I suppose.
Well, sometimes people say their mom, their father, their grandfather, their, you know, because in life there's always those people that, whenever you take a step back, they push you forward. Whenever you need a word of encouragement, they whisper it in your ear. Whenever you need that attaboy, they're there for you. Who would that person be?
Yeah, I guess that would be my father. He's always encouraged me, even if he didn't necessarily agree with what I was doing. He's the type of guy that understands that sometimes people have to learn the hard lessons for themselves, and he didn't try to restrain me from making mistakes and let me grow as a person and encourage, I don't know, I guess my interests and stuff, right? Didn't try to control me.
You know, I love it because me and you, we talked on the phone the other night. We both love to create memes, and we both look at a whimsical side of life outside of politics. You know, having a family changes a man. You know, having children even adds that much more of a difference to who you are. How much variance has that family aspect added to Cody Holler since the beginning of your path?
Oh, man. I'd say that having children completely changes your life, as anyone who has one knows. But more than just, you know, on a day-to-day basis and the way your schedule changes, but it affects you in so many different ways, man. I lost so much aggression right when I had my first child. Like right at that moment, I don't know, something changed, and a lot of aggression that I had in my life seemed to disappear. It made me think a little harder about the decisions I made and made me more responsible, you know?
Did it change the way you also looked at the fight you had been fighting before your family? Did it instill that much more wisdom and knowledge for you to continue the fight for the Canadian people?
Well, like I said earlier, it gives a person more reason. Knowing that the decisions we make today are not only going to affect our future, but that are going to drastically have an impact on the futures of our children and our grandchildren, I think, yeah, it's definitely a fuel for anyone who is trying to help expose and try to change and act change with a lot of the problems that we have, right, and see where we're heading as a society and the type of life that is potentially looming as an existence for our children, and knowing that, you know, we have a chance to make a difference now, but with the advancements in technological capabilities and, you know, all this tracking stuff and social credit systems, and it's going to come to a point where being able to enact any type of change to stop what's coming is going to be a really difficult thing to accomplish for future generations, you know? Which makes it even more incumbent on us to be proactive now, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at. You're between a rock and a hard place, you know. A lot of Canadians don't realize how many Chinese are on the ground, and, you know, they're calling for Trudeau to be thrown out of office. And I've mentioned this many times on many other shows. If you get rid of Trudeau, then you have Freeland. And trust me, people, you really want Trudeau in office right now still. You really do. Chrystia Freeland is the devil reborn. She is the most wicked person on the face of the planet. You know, and this is a story that I try to tell people about Canada because, you know, yes, Trudeau is probably the dirtiest prime minister Canada has ever had. You know, Mulroney wasn't too clean, but you know, Trudeau was probably the worst. But in your eyes, would you say that my statement is true to fact that if the Canadian people get Trudeau out of office, that Freeland will totally destroy and dismantle what there is left of Canada?
Honestly, I don't know enough personally about Freeland to be able to make that type of a statement. If I did, I'd be lying. But one thing I do know is that taking one politician out of the running isn't going to fix the problem. You know, the problem I don't think is necessarily with who is running the show, because I don't think who is running the show is the people that we are being shown through the optics, right?
Oh, no, they're puppets. They're puppets.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Donald Trump is a puppet. You know,
yeah.
Every leader has somebody to answer to. You know, and
yep.
I don't think most people realize that every leader truly is a puppet. You know, Donald Trump is winning the war in our state, but there's a tremendous team behind him that are truly doing the work. And it's the same thing for the atrocities in Canada. You know, Cody, I'm not going to keep you much longer because I know you're on the road and you've got things to do. And, of course, I've got plumbing issues tonight. We'll schedule another show because this show just got totally sidetracked and it's nothing like my regular show. But if you had to make a statement to the old Canadians, the young Canadians, and the Canadians like yourself, a statement of, I guess, of hope, what would this statement be, brother?
The future is what we make it. While these bleak things are happening in the world, and you know, we're looking at some really hard times, it really comes down to the human spirit and what we're willing to tolerate. I think that the human spirit is awakening in a lot of people, not only across this country, but across the world. And I don't know, when I look and I see the acceleration of that taking place, it gives me hope. You know, it gives me hope that not everything's lost. And put me on the spot there. I'm not doing so well with my answers today. I'm having a hard time finding words for some reason.
Well, it's okay, bro. Everybody calls me that they're a therapist anyway, and I'm not quite on point tonight either. So, you know, I think we should schedule another show in a couple weeks, and when we have better situations, and we'll bring the fellows on with us so we can have more talking points. But, you know, I wanted you on tonight because I wanted to clear the air with the Canadian people. Because Antifa is dirty, and the things that people, they think they Google things, and they believe everything they see. And you're nothing that that man that is being portrayed on the internet or in life. You know, you truly are a very delightful young man in your walk. You're years above your age, whether you think so or not. Your knowledge is tremendous. The words that come out of your mouth, the statements that you've given in life are really game-changing. You've created an aspect of a patriot. You've painted a picture of a patriot. You know, Cody, I'm proud of what you do for the youth, for the old Canadians, and for the Canadians like you. You're creating hope. You're creating a path for many to follow and walk on. You're one of the true pioneers, along with the other patriots, that are paving the road for the future of Canada. And that means a lot to me, and it was an honor for me to have you on the show tonight, because you truly are a tremendous young man. You know, I'm going to pass the mic to you. If you have any friends or family, any social media sites, or just anything else that you would like to add to the show, before we wrap things up, the floor is yours, brother.
All right, thanks, man. I guess first, thanks for the praise. Like, I don't know. It's inspiring to hear that. I guess it's humbling. I think a lot of. I guess I felt like a lot of what I've done and said throughout the years has fallen on deaf ears. And I know that there's so many other people out there that think the exact same way, that feel the same way, you know, and draw. For some reason, I ended up in the light, the public light, I guess, because of the things that happened to me, but I'm just one of many. There's so many people out there that I know that have been trying to share information for many years and trying to bring truths to light and to inspire other people to be a little bit more inquisitive. And I guess I want to give a shout out to all of them because, man, honestly, I think a lot of the things that I was led to, I couldn't have done without the help of other people. And honestly, if I tried, even if I tried, I know I couldn't even remember half of that list being put on the spot. So I guess, first of all, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart from absolutely everybody in all of the movements out there, whether it be freedom and justice movements, patriot movements, conspiracy movements, you name it, right? Because that's where a lot of the information that I've come to has come from other people that showed me where I could find the information and go down the road to learning, you know? And honestly, I'd have to say that I stand on the backs of giants. I think that it's very important that every Canadian out there takes the opportunity to at least understand some of the basics of what has actually transpired throughout the history in Canada. A really good place for education for that much, and understanding one of the root problems in Canada and understanding why there is a need for a change, I would give a shout out to The Myth Is Canada. You can visit their website at themythiscanada.com, mythiscanada.ca. They both work. On that site, there's a laid out timeline that shows the historical record. That can also be found on unifythepeople.ca. There are groups of people that are looking at the Confederation issues in Canada, looking at the constitutional conundrum that we're in, and trying to forge a way forward and trying to remedy that situation by creating a constitution that can make our government what we want, you know, accountability, the transparency, all these things that we're lacking today that are some of the root core problems to the state of the government we're living under. A shout out to Unify the West, a couple buddies that got a page, Real Talk with Jay Jones. Like I said, I know I'm going to forget so many that I'm going to regret even mentioning one. so many great people out there, man.
Yeah, there really is. The Patriots are tremendous people, and I love the fight because we got it a lot easier in the States than you guys do in Canada, and the fight has just begun for you guys. Our country is opening up, and they're shutting yours down even more. But I want to end this show on a quote that I stated earlier from Cody. Driven to be the change that we want to see, starting with a community that we call home. Canada, you can be Canada again. You just have to stand up together and collectively take down the machine and truly hold that light, that faith, that endearment, and that love for Canada, and stand loud and proud. Brother, it was truly an honor to have you on the show tonight. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're a blessing, and I'll make it up to you in a week or two here when we get another opportunity to do a show. As I said, I had plumbing issues. Everything went crazy tonight. The show didn't go planned as I wanted it to, but I think your message was heard loud and clear. So from me to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, and God bless you, brother.
Thanks, and God bless you, too. Yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to manage everything better. I had a bit of a wild day. Like I said, we were supposed to be back home by now, but here I am driving down the highway with my family and my kids. So
we're all good, bro.
Make sure when we do the next one that everything's planned out good.
Yeah. Hey. If life was perfect, we wouldn't be here to begin with.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, you bet, man.
You have a good night, brother. God bless you.
Yeah, you too.
On that note, good night. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Girl, it's your love, and that's what I need. just what I need.